McDonald's Chinese business has changed its company name from the phonetic translation 麦当劳 to 金拱门, which literally means golden arch in Chinese. 金拱门, are you still loving it, Lai Ming?
Well, the feeling is very complicated and mixed. I think a lot of people, they're not familiar with this. I think this has to do...with the word ding or gold, golden arches, gold. I think people have mixed feeling towards this. Previously, I think in ancient China, commerce was shunned by intellectuals. And it was, so therefore, businessmen were the lesser members of the society. I think that's why people sort of have this negative feeling towards whatever that's associated with business and money and gold. But on the other hand,business people at the, in our times, they sort of look at Jing as a very auspicious character. A lot of people just think, because it is associated to money, to fortune, so they tend to have that character in their business.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because when you think of like fast food from the U.S. here in China, you think of KFC, who opened their first outlet in Beijing in November 1987. McDonald's followed suit and opened their first restaurant in Shenzhen on October 8th, 1990. So they actually weren't the first ones to jump in on the game over here. But from last July to September, McDonald's saw its net profit fall by 3% in the Chinese mainland year on year, according to its earnings report. So...Why is this happening? Why did they change their name? Maybe they're trying to change this net profit declining, but what I'm going to tell you is I don't think that is the problem. The thing is, now China's got more luxury brands, more middle class, more people knowing that maybe quality is more important than just...the first place that popped up here, you know, like I'll compare it to the U.S. In the U.S., we don't even really, I would say, eat McDonald's when we want a hamburger that often. Maybe we'll go to an In-N-Out, which is delicious, or these other places that have specialized, that have made less of a franchise standardized burger, but maybe just have a better quality, better taste. And in fact, you know, I think too, Chinese consumers are becoming more,you know, when it comes to making purchases, smarter about the purchases they make. And in saying so, Super Size Me, which is a documentary about a guy who tries to eat McDonald's every day for every meal, I think for 30 days, he almost dies at the end. And this is like common knowledge that in some regards, eating fast food like this is as bad as taking up smoking and can be as harmful to your health. And I think we're also seeing here in China, consumers being more health conscious.
Yeah, I think that's a trend that's picking up right now. And I just have a quick question for you guys, which will...Your answer, yeah, hopefully will calm my qualms.
Calm your qualms. Let's do it.
Yes, that is. Is Jin Gongmen, these three characters, going to appear on the storefronts of McDonald's?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No. They're still named McDonald's, yeah, or Maidanglao in Chinese.
So this is only on the
licensing papers.
But why is this happening?
Because they've sold the business to a local Chinese company like Citigroup.So, and this is like when the business is developed and mature in China, they always sell it. Like this is also not limited to China. They do it in other countries too.
Yeah, and that's an interesting way of changing the names as I suppose when internet users...
But I wonder
if
that was part of the agreement or they just decided to do that, maybe to be more relatable on some level. So I think it's still interesting.
Yeah, it's an interesting change and also giving internet users a great time to joke about this.
Yeah.
Yes, and also we see interesting connotations change as the language changes. You're listening to Roundtable. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.